My name is Tabarak Balal, and I work as an academic within the School of Construction Management and Engineering. Originally, I'm from the Sudan. I'm Sudanese, but equally, I'm also British, and I'm proud of being a British Sudanese or a Sudanese British. And really, the link started initially with the Faculty of Architecture within the University of Khartoum, and that link was through the School of Construction Management and Engineering here at Reading, where we have an existing British Council funded project through their Delphi program. And at the back of that, the Pro Vice Chancellor, Professor Stephen Mython here at Reading, came along to one of the workshops. And as a result, the University of Reading signed four different memoranda of understanding with Sudanese higher education institutions. When we signed the memos, we sort of sat down and started discussing how we could operationalize these memos and, you know, what could we do as a University of Reading to foster relationships, research, teaching relationships with Sydney's universities. And the idea came, or I proposed the idea of holding a symposium in Khartoum, hosted by Reading, to bring together academics from Reading to the Sudan to talk to Sudanese academics and to see and to find ways of engaging and talking and, you know, having that research dialogue between the different institutions. The symposium is on food security and climate change and the impact of climate change on food security. And, you know, we know for a fact that climate change has come about as a result of human activity. And human activities usually take place within the built environment. And in fact, the built environment in the UK contributes enormously towards emissions of carbon dioxide, CO2. There's a huge area that the built environment can contribute towards the concepts of sustainability, the concepts of renewable energy, using green technologies in the construction of buildings, but also in the operation of buildings, lighting, ventilation, heating, thermal comfort, and all of these issues bear onto sustainability, which is at the heart of climate change. And I think that is the expertise that I'm going to bring into this symposium.